hospital in the Netherlands has begun carrying out mercy killings of terminally ill newborns. Doctors there have reported euthanizing 4 babies last year. The main doctor's organization has asked the Dutch government to create an independent board to review euthanasia cases for people with, quote, no free will, specifically children, people who are severely mentally retarded, and people left in an irreversible coma after an accident. Dr. Edward Verhagen is clinical director of the pediatric clinic of the University Hospital at Groningen, the Netherlands, and he joins me. The 4 newborns that were euthanized in your hospital, what were they born with, and how was it decided that they should die?
They were babies that were born with incurable conditions, and they were so serious that we felt that in these children, the most humane course of action would be to allow the child to die and even actively assist them in their death. Now, they are very, very rare cases of extreme suffering, and in these cases, the diagnosis was extreme spina bifida.
Physician-assisted suicide at the request of terminally ill adults is legal in the Netherlands, but actively intervening to end the life of a patient who can't consent, is that legal?
No, it's not legal. And of course, it's a very delicate and very important decision that one needs to make. And if such a decision is made, we prefer to have it tested or assessed by a committee of experts just to make sure that we have taken into account all the requirements and that we are really doing something that is correct.
Now, the Vatican, you would know this, and Roman Catholic organizations have expressed outrage at the news that of these infant deaths. But
about the Vatican, we regret that they have never taken any efforts to really find out what the protocol is all about. If they would, they would see that we're actually talking about children that are already in a dying process. And if you ask a parent, seeing their child suffering with the medical experts not being capable of taking away the suffering, these parents, they sometimes request to please stop the suffering, knowing that there is no hope.
Are parents always involved in this decision, and
always?
Is it just up to the parents?
No, they're always very much involved. Now, what we would like to happen here in Holland is that we put a spotlight on such decisions, because they need to be extremely secure. And instead of taking these decisions in a kind of gray area, we want them to be in the spotlight. Let's see how society thinks of it. The culture in Holland is a culture where euthanasia for adults has been legalized in 2002 by the parliament. It's also possible to demand more clarity on a possible euthanasia in newborns.
If this is being done even rarely, there would be those who would say it shouldn't be done at all.
I know. I've had a lot of parents that would never agree with these people. And from a medical point of view, I also think that it is very important to be strict on the protection of life. And in extreme cases, the best way to protect life is to sometimes assist a little bit in death.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Edward Verhagen is clinical director of the pediatric clinic of the University Hospital, Groningen, the Netherlands.